Good afternoon. Beginning in that verse that Father Bracken read, there are other things that are spoken, other subjects that are discussed, but it's laced from there to the end of the chapter with about the whole issue of obedience. Again, the verse that he read says, that if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And then the next thing he says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. In I'll just keep reading. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive, because it does not behold him or know him, but you shall know him. He'll be with you forever. He'll be in you forever. And I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will behold me no more, but you will behold me. Because I live, you'll live also. In that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you're in me, and I'm in you. Now notice what he said here. He said, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. And after a little while, the world will not behold me, but you will behold me. And he's talking about the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit's poured out. And because I live, you will live also. Now if he didn't live, if he wasn't raised from the dead, even though people were still alive, he would be considered that they weren't alive at all. They'd still be dead spiritually. We're only really fully alive from God's perspective because we've been joined to the resurrected Christ. In that day, the day of Pentecost, you will know that I'm in my Father, and you're in me, and I'm in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. He who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and disclose myself to him. In verse 23, Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Verse 24, he who does not love me does not keep my words. And the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I've spoken to you while abiding with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Now, what did Jesus said earlier? He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Very next thing he said, and I'm going to ask the Father, he's going to send a helper, the Holy Spirit. Here again, he's talking about keeping his word. And he says, these things I've spoken to you while abiding with you. Then he goes on, he says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. And so, he's not talking about the Bible, though we thank God for the Bible, but they didn't understand that to be the Bible. They're understanding Jesus to say, the Holy Spirit's when he comes, the things that I've said to you, he's going to bring to your remembrance so that he can help you keep my commandments, keep the words. That's the whole context here. Now, when you get down in verse 30, Jesus said, I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go from here. And we looked at this verse last week, but we're going to look at it from a different slant today. Jesus is talking about, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And then he gives the ultimate example. He said, I don't have much more to say to you because the ruler of the world's coming. He's got nothing in me. He says, but I want the whole world to know how much I love the Father, who's commanded me to the cross, and I'm going to do it because I want the whole world to know how much I love him. Now, what has he just been talking about? If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And Jesus is saying, here's an example for you. that I love God so that I will give up my life so the whole world will know that I love him. And that's the heart of someone. We talked about this some yesterday, that if you love him, you will keep his commandments. It's an expression of love. It's one of the love's outlets, that you want to keep his commandments. And Jesus said, I love him so much, I love the Father so much, that I'm going to keep his commandments even if it means to die. I want the world to know how much I love him. Now remember this, it's important, that Jesus did this as the incarnate Christ clothed in our humanity. He said that then. Every Christian that I know, every true Christian that I know would say this. No matter what condition they may be in their walk with the Lord, down in the bottom of their heart, if you dig enough, they would say, yes, I love him. I want to love him so much. I want to show the whole world how much I love him. Hasn't that been true about all of you who are born again? Regardless of what your walk may have been, that's in you. Now understand that Jesus is saying he wants the world to know how much he loves the Father in the context of the worst possible circumstances and the worst kind of spiritual warfare you could ever imagine. He just told them that the ruler of the world's coming to carry out this plan to kill the Messiah. Of course, it didn't turn out well for the enemy. Never does, by the way. Now, I don't care what the situation is you might be going through or you see going on around you, it never turns out well for the enemy. Need to understand that. Because we're going to just keep walking through, right? We're just going to keep loving Jesus. And then at some point, we're going to come out the other side and look back and go, wow, it did not turn out well for the enemy at all. That's the truth that sets us free. But here's what I want you to see is that the reason that's in your heart to even in the worst, maybe I would say especially in the worst set of circumstances, when the enemy's attacking you the most, when things are going the worst, more than any other time, you want the world to know how much you love Jesus. You want to walk through this with let the world knowing how much you love Jesus. That's the heart's desire. That's the dream of every believer. You know why that is? Because this person who just said this, he said, when the Holy Spirit comes, I'm going to be in you, and you're going to be in me, and we're going to be in the Father. Because he's joined himself to you. And therefore, you are partaker of his nature. And so you're in union with the desires of Christ. His desire to love God with all of his heart so that the whole world would know has now been joined to your human desire, your heart. It's there. The problem is that the flesh can be strong, can't it? And we can compromise and we fold in and we give up and we give in or whatever. But Jesus's mode of warfare, the great warfare here, there's a lot of stuff going on during this time. Our redemption, his death on the cross, all that's going on, but there's something else going on in the cosmic conflict. And that Jesus was going to love his Father even to death and let the whole world know. That delivers an amazing blow to the intentions and the work of the enemy. So for us, we have a desire for that. It's true about every one of you, if you're a Christian. If it's not your desire, I would say, not as condemnation, we need to get you saved. But if you're a Christian, you have a new heart, and it's the heart of Jesus. But not only do you have the heart of Jesus, you have the very life of Jesus is now your life. And so the fact that he's joined you to him is the enabling for you to actually do what's in your heart. And that's in the toughest times, not just when things are easy, but in the toughest times for the world to know. The world that you live in at home, the world that you live in beyond where you work, the love that you live with people around you, you have his ability to show the world how much you love him. You don't just have his desire. Didn't he say that it's God who is at working in you, both to will and to do? If you've been joined to him, your desire to do this, to love God with all your heart, so that the whole world will know it, especially in the worst time, it's because of your union with the heart of Christ. But you're also in union with the very ability of Christ. And here's the ace in the hole. The Holy Spirit's there to be your tour guide into allowing this life of Christ to be lived through you. Doesn't mean he's like walking alongside you, being, well, let me help you out some. He's living inside of you, helping this whole dynamic work its way out. Reminding you in the moment, now this is what Jesus, these are the words of Jesus, this is what Jesus would say. This is what Jesus would do. This is what Jesus would feel. This is how Jesus would act. Somebody was talking to me about something the other day, just the other day, about something somebody was doing. And I said, the thing nothing unusual, but I said, I guess it's you're called to love him more. Of course you are. You see, now why did I know that? Because the Holy Spirit's the helper. He helps me navigate this whole thing about living a surrendered life in Christ. He stirs up that whole union in me that says, no, my desire is the whole world would know how much I love him in the midst of this. And he's going to show me how to just simply surrender to Christ and walk through this and enable me with the very ability of Jesus to do it. That's the coolest thing in the world. The victorious Christ who did this is the one you're in union with, enabling you with his love for God to actually love God, not just a desire to, in the worst kind of situations. To be the testimony of a lovesick lover of Christ. You with me? He did that on your behalf too. He overcame all the temptation to not. And he's the overcomer in you. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Okie doke. You know what Jesus sees right now? Is he sees opportunity. It's a powerful time.